Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Gotta change it now, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Dale. Yeah. Ooh.
Say woo. Break it
up. We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Say what? Break it up.
We give. Others how to feel.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
That's right. Stay woke out there. You're waking up with Linda Mac Chan, and guess what? It is Find It Out Friday. We're going to share with you what we found out. Tiffany with an hour will be coming on. We'll be talking about courage, strength, and you. And this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, a nonprofit organization that has skilled advisors and consultants to help you get to your goal. And we'd like to say good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon to all of our listeners listening in from the United Kingdom, Canada, South Korea, Japan, and many, many other places. And congratulations to you out there in the UK. I hear you're celebrating the Wheel of Wonder. And this weekend, it's all about Stevie Wonder going on over there. I wish I was there to join you, but soon, we will be there. So, you know, today we're talking about courage, strength, and you. And strength, let me tell you about strength. This is from one of my favorite mentors, Dr. Sakura Ikeda. Strength is happiness. Strength in itself is victory. In weakness and power, there's no happiness. When you wage a struggle, you might win or you might lose. But regardless of the short-term outcome, the very fact of your continuing to struggle is proof of your victory as a human being. A strong spirit, strong faith, and strong prayer. And this is developing these victories. And, you know, we're about victoriousness over here. It's all about the victory no matter what is going on. And I'd like to have you reflect on what's happening in Memphis. You know, we have to really, really change the cultures that are in our community, you know, our city, our state, and our country. And they're out there working, hopefully, in a peaceful manner for justice for Tyrese Nichols. You know, that was not a good thing. But I say justice for all. And we'd like to send our encouragement out to those who've been suffering from the rain and the water out there. You know, we've been swimming, and those Texans had to deal with that wind. Few tornadoes down there, but I've been checking in, making sure that everything is okay. And I want to tell them, you know, do not worry about loss. Be grateful for what you have. even if it's just your breathing and seeing another day. You know, we have to keep on moving forward. So before Tiffany Wynn and I come on, let's just sit back. Welcome in to Find It Out Friday in Linda Mack. Yes, we can make the impossible possible. And it all starts with you out there. And we have Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I observe it. I strategize on it. I change it. And I complete it with us this evening on Find It Out Friday. Tiffany with an eye, how are you this evening?
I am doing well. Thank you very much. It is Friday.
Yes, it is. And I'm so glad it has been one of those weeks. Okay, but you know, we don't complain over here. We find solutions because we know how to make the impossible possible, irregardless of what's going on. It's about strength, courage, and you. And it begins with you. But it all boils down to that pot of stew of happiness. It is possible. It's possible out here with all this stuff that's going on. It is definitely possible that you can deal with the obstacles, the blockage, the everything, but it's an inside job. And we have some information we might touch on this evening, talk about a few things, but right now I'm going to ask you, what's happening with these energies out here? Did you get some information for us to carry us through the weekend so we'd be ready for next week?
I know. I did. Very exciting. Ooh. Between now and when Mercury goes retrograde in April, all the planets are aligned, so they're all in harmony right now.
Ooh.
So anything you want to get done, and you may feel that you have the energy to do it now, like more so than ever, it's because they're all in harmony. Not one is retrograde. Ooh. Everything is going in alignment with each other. Every planet is in alignment with each other. So it's a great time. We just came out of Mercury retrograde, which is great. And usually when we do that, or in the past, it's been we come out of Mercury retrograde, but there's another planet that's retrograding, or a series of planets. And if you remember, like the last 3 months of 2022, there were so many planets that retrograde, it was ridiculous. I think we had like 6 planets retrograding at the same time.
Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
This is, and you know, and it brings its own set of whatever that means, Pluto, which is dissecting relationships, and Saturn, looking at lessons, you know, or if you didn't learn anything, you have to repeat the lesson. So whenever those planets retrograde, it always means that we have to take a step back and look at what that planet represents, right? So it's really an awesome time, as I keep saying, because this is the year of innovation, creativity. It's just a year of change. And to be in the crux of this, you know, it's like the industrial age before we transitioned into the industrial age. We're at that period. And I don't know if a lot of people, you know, a lot of people listening are part of that, but it's very exciting for me to be part of it because I've never been a part of something that is so strong. So I am so energized right now. It gave me that little extra push after Mercury retrograde because I think a lot during Mercury retrograde. And so the projects that I had, I removed people from my life. I, you know, implemented some new things, and it's all systems go.
Wow. Well, you know what? Let's take flight here. You know how we move around on this spaceship of happiness here, and we keep going no matter what because we have to have that courage. And I'm going to state this before we move in. Each of you should summon up the courage of a Lion King and never succumb the threats from anyone. The Lion King fears no other beast, nor does its cub. Slanderers, people that try to hold you back and talk about you, and those naysayers, they're like barking foxes, okay? But sheer believers deep in faith are roaring lions. I mean, you know, that lion is the baddest in the jungle. So, you know, let the name stand up and go out there and do what we have to do. And there's many ways that it can be done. And I don't know if, you know, since we're speaking on courage, Tiffany, and you share with us about these planets all lining up in harmony, you know, going direct and what we've gone through. You know, we're not scientists over here, but we just like to care and share. And I ask you to do your research and do your homework, too, because you need to know what's moving up around you. And it's a lot of stuff moving out there. But in despite of whatever is going on, believe me, there's methods out there that can help you make the impossible possible and triumph all the way through your life and get many, many victories no matter what. And as I stated before you came on, Tiffany and I, for a person not to worry about loss, what we're losing, but be grateful for what we have, even if it's just your breath and seeing another day. So if you can keep that mindset there, no matter what you go through during the course of a day or night or whatever, just keep that in mind. You have to be grateful that you're here to even go through it, because it's all lessons. And when I speak on courage here and strength, do you have anything that you'd like to share with us about a strength or something that, you know, courage is something that we face and we have a fear of, but it takes strength in case you go through that. You have anything you want to share that you found out, you know, during your course or during your travels or that changed your life? Or, yeah, just talk to us. You know, we're giving people what we found out. I want to know what you found out.
Well, I practice and study a Buddhist philosophy, and for about less than 10 years, like more than 5, but less than 10, I don't know what the number is. And I know that practicing it has changed what they say poison into medicine. And it was a very, very liberating experience because it was with a family member that I never thought I would overcome. And after much studying, practicing, and really showing up for myself and being present, that whole situation changed. Mm. And it wasn't until I was called, if you will, to this particular practice. And it gave me the courage. It has given me the courage to do a lot of things. You know, I ran for office in the special election. That was courageous in and of itself.
Yeah.
And I've just done so many things since I've come into and knowing about this practice. And so I was able to transform my life to levels that I couldn't until I got there. Like, you know, you might start off in a religion when you're younger, and when you're in your 20s, you start questioning life and questioning religion and what is going on, and then those questions of curiosity tend to keep going, right? And so you keep seeking and you keep seeking. And for me personally, I have, you know, studied different religions, but it wasn't until I was able to practice this sect of Buddhism that everything changed. And it's been a phenomenal, phenomenal practice. I mean, I can't even express how phenomenal it has been, because I really did not think that my relationship with this person was ever going to change. And it did. And now, instead of, you know, they're being very aggressive and assertive, you know, they're now like, you know, some people will say, like, the Bible, for example, has a scripture, God will make your enemies your footstool. And that's what happened.
Yes.
Or in Buddhism, in this sect of Buddhism, we say poison, turning poison into medicine. And, but, you know, and it involves the rhythm of chanting. And you have to chant, you know, in order for this to come to be, right, whatever you're focusing on. And it's
right.
It's just a beautiful, beautiful practice. But it, in that chanting, it gives you courage. It's amazing what it does. It gives you courage, and then you develop the strength. So you understand that there's always a victory. There's no loss. There's always victory. Because you go in there understanding you've got tools, you use them, and you're going to be victorious. There's just no doubt. So, yes.
Well, you
know,
that's what I found. I'm so glad, you know, that you wanted to share that, because there's a lot of faiths out there. It's a lot of religions out there. It's a lot of ways people do many, many things. But what I find that you have to be dedicated and you have to be authentic for whatever you do. You know, there's individuals that they speak it, they walk it, but they don't be it. Okay. Buddhism teaches that your behavior is what says it, and it starts from within. I'm so glad that you shared that. I like that statement, changing that poison into medicine, okay? And you must do the work. I know people that come from many, many faith backgrounds, and I tell them all the time, you know, well, that stuff is not working, and that's devil worshiping. And I tell them, when you look in the mirror in the morning, you're looking at the devil, because the devil is you. It's good and bad in each and every one of us, and it's not going to go anywhere. The way and the method you use to balance it out is up to you, but make sure it's working. You know, you have to do the work. It's just like saying, guess what? I put the rice on the stove, but it didn't cook. I know the philosophy of Buddhism teaches you and asks you, did you turn the fire on? Okay? Did you turn it on? So you have to do the work. It's like it's not going to happen by itself. And that's with many, many things out there. You have to take action. But, you know, and there's many, many different faiths, philosophies, or however you want to call it. Buddhism is a philosophy. It's not a religion. You practice it long enough, it becomes a religion. But it's a philosophy, because Buddha means life. L-I-F-E. That's it. That's all it means, is life. See, we're finding out this stuff and we're sharing it. And that's why I say you can make the impossible possible, but you have to do the work. And you have to recognize what needs to be done. And it's a lot of people out here seeking. They're all suffering from one thing or the other, if you want to use that word of suffering. But keep in mind that if you do the work, no matter what your faith is, and be true to the work, and be determined. See, you can be on a mission. A mission and a vow is two different things, okay? A mission is what it is. A vow is something that you unwaver with. But there's a second part that goes to that vow, and that part is you must turn on your headlights, okay? Because as we say, when you light a candle for another, your path becomes brighter. But if you got dull, dim headlights, you can't see where you need to go. So it's a two-part to that. Everything has a two-part to it. I am so glad that your situation turned around and you see it. And when people use the word karma, they just throw it out there. Karma is real. It's real. So You want to spend your life doing good things and making good causes and being kind. Okay, because whatever you put out there, guess what? It's going to come back to you. And there's nobody out there standing over you to tell you that it's right or wrong. You have to tell yourself that. Now, that's what I know about your faith and your philosophy and how it works, okay? And it's like I said, it's many vehicles out there. There's skateboards, Rolls Royces, Mercedes. Everybody's trying to get to the destination of happy. They're trying to get there. That's the destination. So when I'm in conversations with several people from several different faces, we kind of get into a controversy, which I don't like, but I just say, what makes you think that your vehicle is the only vehicle that can get to the destination? When you have all those vehicles moving out there, it's about your determination, about how you choose to live your life, and how you treat yourself, number one, and how you treat others. And if you can flow with that, we're not going to preach over here. We're not going to get on the pulpit. But I am so glad that you shared that with us. And that leads me right into saying there's many people out there hurting mental illness. I want to put this number out there. Dial the mental health hotline 24/7. And that number is 1-800-854-7771. Again, 1-800-854-7771. Pick up the phone if you need some help. Ask for it. There is persons out there, and there is ways that you can transform your life. You have to seek it out, get out there, and do the work. As Tiffany with the Knight say, you know, it's all about taking action. You can't sit back and wait for it to be done, and especially when it has to come from you. So we do an inside job. What is the motto that you told me? You know, I respect and I honor everybody, but not before I honor myself. See, that's very, very important. Start with you. That's why I got this subject today, courage, strength, and you, because it takes courage to even recognize the strength that you need, to pull up and summon the strength that you need, and you are the only one that can do it. So wasn't that a good title, Tiffany with an I? Did you like that title?
Yes, courage, yes. Strength, and you, because it does begin yes. with you. And,
exactly.
You know, what I love about the philosophy is that it begins with you. But when you say, you know, the difference between mission and a vow, you are vowing, you're making a vow to your life. And you're
yes.
saying that my life is valuable and I'm going to protect that. And
yes.
when you do that, you begin to understand certain aspects of yourself. They'll start becoming more and more apparent.
Yes.
So I just, you know, I can't say enough about the philosophy because it has brought me to this point, and I've done some things that I just didn't ever think I could do. But,
okay.
Yeah, I have done them. I have, you know, gotten to a point where I'm my happiest. But it did take a lot of work. Trust me, it
mm-hmm.
took a lot of work. You know,
mm-hmm.
the tears ran, the conversations, you know, and then doing my part in my meditation and my own personal prayer, you know, I was able to overcome, and it worked. So, and you know, myself included in the conversations that I'm having with people and some of my clients, people are just really trying to figure life out. So everyone's looking at their life, looking at their relationships, wondering what to do. And so for me, if I could share that part about myself to help somebody, you know, overcome some obstacle, then I'm glad to do that. But it's just, you know, that's the state of the world that we're in right now, and there's a lot of influx, but we'll all get through it. And whatever road, as you say, that you choose, you know, is going to be good for you as long as you do the work. You just can't
yes.
think that not everything is going to happen and you do not put any energy of your own into it. It doesn't work like that. Life is just not that way.
Otherwise, don't get mad at the rice if it's not cooking if you didn't turn on the fire, okay? It's a two-part thing here, isn't it? And that's the best way I can put it. Don't blame the rice if it's not cooking. Blame yourself because you didn't turn on the stove. So you have to work hand in hand and take the responsibility for not turning on the stove, okay? So don't get mad at the rice. And that's the same thing with anything. Take responsibility for whatever you're going through, for whatever lessons you're learning, because it's growth. You get a growth notch. When you see yourself growing as a human being and you recognize it, mm-hmm, that is one of the best feelings that one could have. Whatever method you use, whatever you're doing, if you're chatting, if you're reading the Bible, if you're writing in the sand, if you're rubbing your crystals, whatever you're doing, do it to the best of your ability and bring out the best of you, because we are some very valuable people. you know, and this humanistic and humanity is sucking right now because there's just a whole lot of crazy stuff going on, okay? And it takes persons that are devoted to their vow. I didn't say mission. I said vow. That are devoted to that vow of becoming the best that they can be and showing others how to do the same thing. We'll all be able to maybe hold hands and move in a peaceful way, but it takes work. It's all about action. All about action. So my finding out today is don't get mad at the rice if it didn't cook, if you did not turn on the stove, okay? And I hope that carries people through for the weekend, and this is what we found out, and we wanted to bring it to you today. Courage, strength, and you. If there's any comments, if you would like to ask questions or send questions, give us a call, 323-769-5879. Ask your question. Make your statement. We don't talk over social media, but we would like to talk to you. And whatever questions you need, we will address those. And if we cannot address them, we will find somebody who can. But again, the mental illness is going around out here. We're all going through something. We all got an issue. No one out here issue-free. The complainers, stop complaining. I know it's hard, but a complainer is a pathetic individual. Because the time that you're complaining and the energy that you're using, take that energy and try to find a solution. If not for yourself, for somebody else. Jump in the bag, collaborate, you know, have that dialogue. And the most important thing is remain kind. Keep a smile on your face so that you can give a smile to someone else. And they, too, can give it back to you. It's about kindness. We don't have to be stupid, okay? Not stupid. I said kindness. And you'll see that there is a difference. You'll have a better day. You'll feel good within. And you'll be screaming whatever affirmation you have out there. Scream it every day, loud and clear. First thing you do after you look in your mirror and tell yourself how beautiful and gorgeous you are. Say those affirmations. Do your chanting. Whatever you do, your meditation, your yoga, whatever it is, and start your day. Because I can tell you, if you go out the day with a positive attitude out of your door, you're going to run into positivity. If you go out of that door angry, guess what? Before you reach your destination, you're going to draw some anger to you. So I just want you to keep that in mind. That's what I found out, and I would like each and every one of you to have a wonderful weekend, have a safe weekend, and just be aware, but more so be kind. Tiffany and I, give us a close here so we can get on to our community activities. Give us a close. Close us out on Find It Out Friday. We appreciate you sharing that, and I'm so proud of you. Congratulations on your change, as I say. Because it is a great change, and we can all make the change, but it all starts with you. So take us out of here so we can let the listeners go and do whatever they do in a safe way.
You know, I always talk about self-care, and I always want to emphasize that at the end of the week. Why? And at the beginning, too. But both times, because I think it's really important. You know, you get to the weekend and then you have a laundry list of things to do, and then by the time Monday comes, everyone's forgotten about themselves. So most people, I wouldn't say everyone, but most people are, you know, you've got activities. If you have children, they have activities, and you have a laundry list of things to do, and you know, you might intend to take a bubble bath or go hiking or read a book, and you don't accomplish that. Take time for you because it's very important. If it's 30 minutes, if it's an hour, because being good to yourself is going to be good to you can be good to other people. Being good to you is being good to others. So take that time. I don't care what you have to do to get it, but take it. Because in the bottom line, if you become frustrated, then your environment is frustrating. But if you take the time to take care of you, and you're a mom, or you're the main person in your family that everyone counts on, they're counting on you, and you don't have any energy to give, then you have to go replenish that and replenish it and rest and relax and do you.
Yeah. Do you. I like that. I like that close. And on that close, I believe in the steps that we have to take, the progress we have to make, and even reflect back on the regress that we've done in order to move to our success and victory and be triumph, have a triumph. And how do you win? You win in your daily life for you by doing you. And the only person that can get you there is you. Not doing what everybody else is doing. Not doing what people say you should do. Do you. However you have to do that and whatever that is. And on that note, we're going to say have a wonderful weekend. Tiffany with the Knot, thank you. Keep up the great work, and thank you for sharing that with us. We appreciate you. We love you. And we want you to always, always reflect back and care and share with us. Have a wonderful weekend, Tiffany. Listeners,
you
Tiffany
too.
With a Knot gave you something to think about today, okay, with courage, sense, and you. And you must do this in order to get it done. Have a good weekend.
song was saying, why did you say it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life.
Give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we